This is the Georgia Health Report, a weekly breakdown of the latest health stories from around the state. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, a health writer with the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller. This week, we're talking about how a new coating developed for medical devices and implants could reduce the risk of infection. So I guess my first question is, how common is it to get an infection during a hospital, say, and what causes it?
Well, studies have shown that 1 in 25 hospital patients gets a hospital or healthcare-associated infection during their stay. And obviously, this is something that hospitals are addressing and trying to address. For patients, it causes obvious medical complications, and hospitals have really tried to work hard to lower these infection rates. And one of the issues is the bacteria that are appearing in many of these cases are antibiotic resistant. And therefore, this technique of coating catheters and medical instruments does have some real promise. The UGA College of Engineering has developed this coating, and the researchers really hope to make a breakthrough. Time will tell as to whether this coating becomes not only approved, but also widely accepted within hospitals.
And these researchers have developed this coating to prevent the bacteria from forming on the medical devices. So can you tell us a little bit about how that works?
This coating releases a nitric oxide, which is basically a gas which disrupts bacteria from building up on these medical devices and scopes. And we know that most scopes that are used commonly in hospitals are contaminated with bacteria. We know that from research. And so this coating, this nitric oxide, could disrupt the formation of bacteria and therefore prevent or reduce infections.
So nitric oxide, is that dangerous or is that safe for our bodies?
Nitric oxide is a naturally occurring thing within our bodies, and it shouldn't be confused with nitrous oxide, which is an anesthetic.
Why are researchers so focused on preventing the bacterial infection to begin with? I know you mentioned that there are some issues there with antibiotic resistance, but are we at that point in healthcare where we need to be thinking about preventing a bacterial infection even before the hospital stay?
Well, bacteria are always evolving, and when we develop antibiotics, they tend to work for a while, and then bacteria mutate and become resistant. And so the race to fight these germs can be won not just with developing new antibiotics, but also this new coating might be able to prevent these things from occurring. I know that hospitals through the Medicare program are penalized if they have a high patient injury rate, penalized financially, and that would include a high infection rate. One of the big issues that consumers have to think about when they go to a hospital is making sure that everybody is, in terms of the medical staff, is following right procedures in terms of hand washing and other hygienic measures. And so this is a big issue for hospitals. It's a big issue for patients. And anything that can be developed to reduce the level of infections is very, very important.
This has been the Georgia Health Report. Any opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect views of WUGA-FM or the UGA College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, please visit our website at wuga.org. For WUGA, I'm Lauren Baggett.